www.thebestofbeatles.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off with Cora. Hi, Cora.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling. What's going on?
Well, I took my routine mammogram, and I got a report that I was to come back in because it hadn't come out like they normally come out. And I went in for the second mammogram and then an ultrasound. And the mammogram, the second mammogram and the ultrasound both show a difference in the last mammogram that I've had. And they want me to do a biopsy, have a biopsy done. So I'm trying to find out. I know it could go either way, but I'm trying to find out what kind of things I just kind of randomly kind of happened upon your station yesterday, and I heard you talking to some man about reversing some things in that area, and I just want to know what kind of things can I do to possibly reverse anything.
Well, you don't know. First of all, you don't know that it's anything, right?
Right.
Okay. So you don't know that it's anything, so let's not even go there. Now, is the doctor wanting you to have a biopsy? You're saying they do, right? So there's a lot of controversy with biopsies, and you've got a lot of people that say if you go in, you put the core needle, and depending on the kind of biopsy they're going to do, they're probably going to do the needle biopsy where they go in. There's a lot of controversy that you're going to spread cancer cells everywhere, and it's something you don't want to do. There's a lot of research against that too, though. So I've worked very closely with some oncologists. And I know I can tell you this for a fact. If it was my wife, I would have her do the biopsy if they found something. Because I would want to know what type of cells are in there. Or the other option is there a mass? Have they already found a certain size mass in there?
That's what they said they wanted to do the biopsy for.
That's what they want to do the biopsy for. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking my, are you asking my thoughts, or are you just wanting to know what you can do on the natural side to keep the body strong?
I'm trying to find out which way to go. I have no idea. I've never been down this road before, and I just need some help. I need to know something. I don't know what I'm up against.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think you definitely want to get another opinion. I would definitely go to another physician, whether it be a radiologist or an oncologist, and just maybe get some other opinions. Talk to someone about it. Go through maybe a 30-minute counseling time with them to get them to explain all the options. With the research that's out there right now, the biopsy, what they can do with it, with the information, is pretty remarkable. I was speaking with an oncologist the other day that I've worked with, and they were just telling me the research, you know, we think that there's, like with cancer research and all that, that there's just not been a lot of strides. But there really has. I mean, it's pretty incredible the leaps and bounds that they've made. And I'm a big advocate of natural all the way around. But I can tell you that there's a biopsy that needs to be done where they're trying to determine what kind of cells, whether it's in situ or not, whether it's invasive or not. That's really good information. And, you know, the other option is if they definitely had a mass that they saw The option is you could ask the surgeon or ask the group that you're working with if they would just cut around the edges and get all the margins and then go that route and then test the tissue from there. That's another option. But then you don't know if it was invasive, then they have to go back in, and depending on the amount of margins that they got. So it's just one of those deals where I would get another opinion. I definitely would not go the route. I can tell you this. This is what I would do if I was a woman, which I'm not. I definitely would not just do all the natural stuff and try to make it go away. I don't think that's smart. I just don't. I think you need to do everything you can right now, starting right now, everything you can to be healthy regardless of what might be there or might not be there. That's just good wisdom. That's just taking care of yourself. And I know you don't know what way to go and what. Here's the thing. Eating healthy, very important. Working with your physicians, they're going to come up with a good game plan for you. Get a second opinion, though. I think it's smart. Even a third opinion is smart. So you can have good information to make the right kind of decisions for your health. And there's a lot out there. But no matter what you do, you need to come up with a good game plan, or I guess a better way to say it, it would be smart to come up with a good game plan naturally to give your body everything that it needs so you can work alongside with your medical team all the way around so that you're making good choices. I mean, and the reason I'm saying that is because not exercising, not drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, not avoiding stress, and then eating fast food all the time, that doesn't add up. That just doesn't make sense because you've got to do everything you can to be healthy. And you want to do everything you can by the choices you make to give your body every chance that it can to make those good new healthy cells. And it's just about education, educating yourself, empowering yourself so that you can have the kind of health that you're looking for and so that you have all the weapons that you need to battle anything that might come down the pipeline. And this might not be anything. And that's where your mindset needs to be. But your mindset also needs to be that you want to be prudent and that you want to be wise and you want to make good decisions right now. And you can. It sounds like you've got a great team around you. But get some other opinions. But definitely do something. Out of all those options, I think it is smart. Because to leave it sitting there is not wise, and time is on your side. One of the greatest gifts that we have is time, and to use time for our advantage is something that is so important. So I hope that helps. And, you know, find out what's going on. If you want to call me back here on the show, you can, or you can always email me at asaandrew.com. But we're here for you no matter what. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I just happened to listen to you last week as I was sitting here in the kitchen and thought, oh, these health programs now that I have developed esophageal cancer. And you were speaking to a lady who had had the GERD for years. She had taken Prevacid or Prilosec. I have taken Prilosec, and I thought, wow, that's my story right there that he's talking about. And and mine then had developed into Barrett's esophagus, and I still didn't take it seriously.
And now it's to a place where I'm sure you've had to do something. And see, that's okay, because if you know better, I always say if you knew better, you'd do better. And now you know better. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going in this commercial break, and when we come out, we'll talk about Barrett's esophagus and what it's led to in your life and what kind of game plan that we can come up with from there. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements you use to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SQUATTY Potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life. Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Late 283-7272.
573-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Now, talking to the break, we're talking with Chris. And Chris says she's a new listener to the show and has been dealing with some issues. She listened to a show before. We're talking about GERD, which is a challenge with a lot of people. And she had Barrett's esophagus, and that's really where we were. And a lot of people struggle with that, Chris. But why don't you tell your story? I think people would like to hear that.
Yes. Well, I have been having regular checkups for the last, 10 years at least, with a gastroenterologist. And I think because there is cancer on my father's side of the family, and it was colon cancer, and then another brother who had rectal, and so forth. And so I was checked about every 2 years. And they felt that, and then my grandmother had had what they thought was stomach cancer, but now I wonder if it didn't start as esophageal. Anyway, last December I had the endoscopy, the EGD it's called, and he said, these look like very suspicious cells, and I don't know if he was trying to soften the blow, but we need further tests. And so then I had to have another special kind of CAT. Oh, what was it? It wasn't a CAT scan. Anyway, lots of other tests were prescribed, and finally they decided that I did have adenocarcinoma. I did have cancer in the lower section of my esophagus there. Plus, okay. I had also developed a little bit of hiatal hernia with that sphincter that's right there to your stomach. So I almost had surgery here in Tulsa, but then decided to have a second opinion at the MD Anderson Center, where if they had to remove my esophagus, they would do it laparoscopically. And it hasn't come to that because the doctor said, we have found it early and we think we can treat your Barrett's esophagus with something called EMR procedure. I believe that's endoscopic mucosal resection. Is that what that is? Maybe you know
yes.
Better than I do. This
no,
thing has been very overwhelming
okay.
in my life. To find out you've got cancer. Anyway, so I've had
I'm
that
sure.
done, and I will be going back now about every 2 months for checkups, and I'm due back down there on the 19th of April now. So I have
okay,
been
so
treated.
You're waiting to go back and
yes.
to kind of see what they say.
And they
and
told
in the
me
meantime,
at the point when I was there that they supposedly had gotten all the cancer. Now, I hope that's true. I'm still having a few symptoms, but I'm feeling very well and have a good appetite and so forth. So what I heard
great.
You mention
you know, the one...
last week was about the question of, is it a case of too much acid or not enough acid? And then you mentioned to the lady something about a test of eating 2 eggs in the morning, and I tried to write a few things down, but I don't have it in front of me what had been mentioned, but it was wonderful to hear you give a new insight into these issues.
Well, thank you. What we were talking about probably is when you're dealing with acid or stomach acid, a lot of times as we age, we lose hydrochloric acid within the stomach. And so we're not able to break down the proteins and the fats, and then so we get acid reflux. And the acid reflux, a lot of times we think is too much acid, but it's actually not enough. And so the food goes into the stomach. The stomach doesn't have enough hydrochloric acid to break down the food, so you start getting that refluxing type action back up into the throat of the esophagus. So the reality is that you can do a little test with apple cider vinegar. It's not with eggs. It's more with apple cider vinegar. And with apple cider vinegar, you can take a tablespoon of it and with a meal. If you digest your meal better, you have less bloating, you have less burning, then that's probably what was going on because the apple cider vinegar will stimulate more hydrochloric acid within the stomach. But if you burn when you take the apple cider vinegar, then you have too much acid. And so that could be a challenge as well. So it's different. More people are going to have not enough acid than having too much, but there are findings to have that. So that's a little self-test, but having cancer is a different animal. And I would do that little test, but you need to make sure that you document what you do, because that's got to be a decision that you make, but make sure your doctor knows that you're doing even that, even these little natural things. You want them to have that information so they can put it in your chart and they can know every little thing that you're doing, because all that stuff matters. But I will tell you this, that making sure you're eating properly, getting the right kind of nutrients in, the healthy choices that you're making every single day, all of that really matters. All of that matters, because when you're fighting cancer or anything else, any other kind of health challenge, you want to come with the right kind of weapons. You want to fight. You want to be able to know that you're not putting the things in your body, toxic foods in your body. You're not putting the wrong kind of things in so that you're not going to get, so you're going to get a better outcome. And the better outcome is going to be if you can make better choices. It just is. This is common sense. And only your doctors are going to be able to watch over you every single day, but you've got to watch over you in some capacity and be a good steward of what you're doing when you're not with your doctors. So you've got to kind of have your own game plan of making better lifestyle choices. And that's why talking with other physicians in your area, getting good information maybe on this show, reading my book, Empowering Your Health, and other good health books that are out there, just educate yourself. Educate yourself, because no one's going to take responsibility for your health every single day like you are. No one. No one's going to be watching over you as much. Your doctors are going to give you information. They're going to do the test, and they're going to do what they do. But your day-to-day, hour-to-hour, making sure you're eating properly and exercising and helping your body make the best type of cells that it can, that's going to come by you. You have to make those choices. And that's why you want to get all the opinions that you can. You want to get all the help that you can. And you want to make the best decisions that you can make for you, because you've got some great people around you. But at the end of the day, it's going to fall on you to make the choice of what you're going to do every single day. And that's good news. Here's some hope. The body regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We know that. It is physiology. So based on the choices you make every single day and a little bit of genetics...
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out, asaandrew.com. You're on the web. Make sure to send me an email if you want me to make a part of the show. I'll be glad to do that. Or if you want us to take care of that in private, we'll be glad to help out any way that we can. You know, there's hope. One thing that we always lose in life, I think, in the society that we live in, with just with the news and with the fear that can come through everything going on in this world right now, we lose hope. And it's the one ingredient, I think it's the one prescription that we need written for us every single day. It's the one piece that if we lose so much in life, because our body can change, our health, life can change, finances can change, families can get better. We always think about how things can get worse, but things can get better. Our life can get better. Lives can get better. And if we make the right choices every single day, or the best that we can, it's amazing how things can really turn around. And our health really is our greatest wealth. And so based on the choices we make every single day, it's going to determine the kind of health we're going to have and the kind of life that we're going to have. What kind of health do you have right now? You know that the choices you've made leading up to right now has determined where you are. So if you're 50 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight or 10 pounds overweight, it's based on several things. Could be hormones. Could be the fact you've been eating too much for the last 5 years. You've gone through depression. You've lost a family member. Or you've gone through a divorce and food has become your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about. And it happens. And a lot of people go through that. And they make choices, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. We have crutches that we lean on because we are concerned or worried that maybe nobody cares and becomes a friend. See, the one thing that we lose in the middle of all that is the greatest gift that was ever given to us, and that is our health. Our health was given to us for free. You were born with it. Now, granted, there can be some genetic limitations, and there can be some defects, and there can be some things that just happen when we're born. But for the most part, you were given pretty darn good health when you were born. So what are you doing to take care of it? I always say this, that your health is a gift. And what you do with your health every single day, the choices you make, the water you drink, the air that you breathe, good quality air, staying away from toxins, exercising, eating the right kinds of foods, staying away from overdue stress, the choices you make every single day, that is your gift of giving back what was freely given to you so that you can make better choices in life. You can be a better husband, a better father, a better wife, a better mother, better grandparent, more productive at work. And the amazing thing is about our health is that nobody else can do this for you. No one's going to put food, unless I'm elderly and to the point where I can't move my arms anymore, no one's going to put food in my mouth. And even then, I'm going to tell them what to put in me. No one's going to just make an executive decision on what kind of foods to feed me. It's not happening. So no one can make these decisions for you. No one can make you get your rear end out of bed in the morning and go exercise. Well, it's raining outside or it's cold outside. Who cares? Make it happen. Because no one is going to help you have extraordinary health. It's not just going to come on you all of a sudden. You have to have the internal drive and the decision that you want to get well, stay well, and live well. And you have to make those decisions. You have to make those choices. No one else is going to make those for you. You have to make those. And by making those kind of decisions, you can find out how you can truly thrive with your health. And you can. You can really thrive. Did you know that? You can. But you have to make the kind of decisions. And just begin to make those. Learn, educate, listen to the show, read the books, do whatever you can to learn about your health. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you. You have to do that. Take responsibility for yourself and also be a great example for your kids. They're watching you. Do you know that? They're watching everything you do. Kids don't do what we say. We ought to know that by now. They do what we do. It's amazing. Something to think about. Walnuts may be the top nut for heart health. WebMD said that walnuts are the number one nut for heart health, says a researcher who presented the findings Sunday at the American Chemical Society annual meeting. That's because walnuts were found to have more antioxidants and better quality antioxidants than any other nut tested. Joe Vincent, PhD, is a researcher at University in Pennsylvania. He said that antioxidants protect cells, we know that, against damage caused by harmful molecules known as free radicals. The damage can play a role in heart disease and other heart or health conditions, actually. Nuts are good for your heart. We know that, Vincent says. But they can lower cholesterol, reduce the oxidative stress caused by the free radicals, and decrease unhealthy inflammation. When Vincent analyzed the amount of antioxidants found in walnuts and a variety of other nuts, walnuts came out on top. 28 grams of walnuts an ounce have more antioxidants in that sum of what an average person gets from fruits and vegetables. He says that is not to say they're not a replacement for fruits and vegetables, but they are strong in antioxidants. The researchers were internally funded by the university. You know, it's really interesting, too, because so many foods we read about and learn about are healthy for us, and they're important to be eating on a regular basis. Nuts are one of those superfoods, and walnuts especially. But these superfoods are so critical for our overall health. And just by, I mean, literally just grabbing a handful of walnuts every single day, and when you accumulate that over time, the intense nutrients that you're getting out of that, out of just something normal that would be in your cupboard at home. I really think food is our best medicine. All the way around, it is. I'm not saying it replaces medicine. I'm saying it's our best medicine that we can be eating every single day, changing our bodies, changing our nutrient profiles, changing how our bodies function by putting the right types of things within us, foods. And we control that. learning the kind of nutrients that we need, learning what to put inside of our bodies makes such a difference with our overall health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Alice now. Hi, Alice. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. How are you doing? I have a 73-year-old mother. She's a heavy smoker, and she has really bad arthritic pain in her left ankle.
Has she made any radical changes in the way that she eats? Because, see, with arthritic symptoms, I mean, I know she's doing some different supplements and trying, like, the cherry juice and whatnot, but has she made any radical changes in her diet?
No, she's a very poor eater. It's constantly like eggs, you know, like protein, eggs or potato salad or something. And, you know, she just eats a few bites and, you know, that's it. And her health has really went downhill.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. You just tell her this. Just say, if she's not willing to make radical changes in her eating patterns, it's not going to get better.
Oh,
arthritis is an itis. And itis means inflammation. Anytime you see itis on the end of a word, it means inflammation. So she's got, her body's inflamed. I mean, not just her joints, arthritis being the joints, but not only her joints are inflamed, her body's inflamed, her digestive tract. So clearing out the digestive tract is a real key. And having a strong digestive tract and getting it clear is, I mean, cutting down inflammation, it's everything. So when somebody's ridden with arthritis, they hurt. If they're not willing to make radical changes, and you're going to find that when you tell her that, she's going to have a real hard time with it. I mean, a real hard time. Like getting a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and going through the diet that's in there, the anti-inflammatory diet. The foods are really good foods, but there's going to be a lot of foods that she's going to have to give up that she's not going to be real happy about. And it's going to be a struggle for her. Guarantee you. And it is. For people that have chronic inflammatory conditions like that, it is really tough. And that's because a lot of it has come from foods and poor dietary choices over the years. And so by eating the wrong kind of things over and over again, it's caused some challenges within her health. Now, can some of this be undone? It's hard to say. I'd have to be there with her. I'd have to see lab tests and all that kind of thing to really, you know, get with her doctor and you make some wise decisions. But, yeah, I mean, it can. There's the possibility. But she's got to be willing to make some major changes. So that's the direction. Even though she hurts too much to exercise, that's really the direction that you'd want to go, is to make sure that she's making, I mean, radical changes. Not just eating one meal a day a little bit better. She's got to cut out gluten, which is an all flour-based food, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Cutting out cow's milk, dairy, the top two food allergens that we have that raise inflammation in the body. Increasing things like cod liver oil, omega-3 fatty acids. Looking at her vitamin D levels, getting her blood test done with her physician, making sure that those numbers are at a peak level. And then, I mean, there's so many things that needs to be worked on. But I would get her, I guess what I'm trying to do is really give you a starting point. And the starting point for chronic arthritis, for just painful, painful inflammatory conditions like that, is changing the eating. Thinking patterns and eating patterns. Those are the two with arthritis. There's supplements and all that you can take, sure. But that's for another time. First hurdle you got to get over with her is to get over the poor eating habits. Making that change first, well, that is the key. And when you make those changes, that's going to play a big, big role in her overall health with arthritis. It's a tough one, but she can do it. You just got to be her number one cheerleader, got to be her encourager and be able to walk with her through that process. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Remember, the body changes every single day. Each day, old cells die off. New cells form. We get a brand new body about every year. What kind of changes are you making now? What kind of choices are you making? The great news is you can change. You don't have to be living the way you used to. That's how we have hope to get our health back. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers
have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Joining me on the program, if you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. We'll kick this segment off and go with Jay. Hey, Jay, what's going on? How can I help?
Yes, I have had for several months a small umbilical hernia, and
okay.
I'd like to use a mini trampoline. Using the mini trampoline, I feel better, but I'm concerned about making the hernia get worse.
How, when you say a minor hernia, tell me a little bit more about it.
Once in a while, I can feel my intestines poking out a little bit. It just kind of comes and goes. I'm not causing pain or anything. Sometimes I hear a little gurgling sometimes when I push back in.
Sure. There's no pain associated with it?
No pain. I'm overweight. I weigh 210. I'm 5'10", 5'11".
Sure. Okay. Well, I tell you a couple things. The hernia is something it's good to be concerned about it, no doubt about that. But I do think that, you know, using the mini trampoline, the benefits are going to far outweigh any risk. And you don't really have to jump hard on those mini trampolines. You can actually just bounce on your toes, just get it moving. The movement of the body itself is good enough to help with blood pressure related issues. It's good, you know, for the joints. It's good for pumping the lymphatic system, which helps get rid of any type of toxins in the body. It helps further the body's natural process of working. So as far as the umbilicus, you know, the hernia, I wouldn't really be concerned too much about that. I would actually focus more on being consistent on the mini trampoline and not going too hard. You know, because again, the bouncing can be stressful. But if you do it in a very light manner, if you just go up and down on the toes, creating that pumping mechanism in the body, I think that's going to be pretty much everything you need to do. Okay, Jay, thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. There's an article talking about obese kids with big bellies that are at great risk for heart disease. Matter of fact, they said big bellies are now in our obese kids in America today, and it's increasing our heart disease risk. It says just as much as heavy grown-ups, young people, almost 90% are dealing with having lower good cholesterol, that's the HDL cholesterol, because of the big waistlines that they have, and is a major risk factor for type 2 diabetes, says Dr. Rita Basali at a medical college of Georgia in Augusta. Incredible. You know that one out of three of our young people have type 2 diabetes. That is staggering. So by the age of 11, and that's just unbelievable. So our kids are getting fatter. Where do kids learn how to eat? They learn how to eat at home. They don't learn how to eat anywhere else. The parents either teach them or don't teach them. And then, of course, the school lunches for the most part right now are a real challenge within themselves. So I encourage you, if you can, to pack your kids' lunch. Give them the things that they need. Follow things in the anti-inflammatory diet. No, they won't be miserable, and it's not twigs and berries. But, you know, be a leader at home in every area, including what you're eating yourself and what you're teaching your kids, so that our kids in this next generation coming up underneath us will understand what a healthy lifestyle is. It's one thing to leave a financial legacy or a spiritual legacy to your children, but it's another thing to leave a health legacy to them so they can teach their kids, so they can live a long and healthy life and pass that on. Because if we don't empower our young people, then they're not going to know how to empower themselves. We're the ones buying the groceries. We're the ones cooking the meals at home, or being too tired when we get home and buying fast food for them because it's easier and sticking them in front of the TV. Now, I know I'm talking to a lot of people right now, and it's not about pointing a finger. It's about challenging us, all of us, to be better parents, to be better leaders and examples. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. And it's very important with our young people to avoid type 2 diabetes, to avoid the big bellies that they're getting right now. And their little cholesterol levels should be normal. And I see clinically all the time we see cholesterol levels that are staggering. You would see in a 13, 12-year-old child, we're seeing cholesterol levels of 250 and 275 and triglycerides 400. That's staggering. It's hard on the body's health. It's hard on the heart at that age. And it's amazing. We have to do something. We have to make changes in our own lives so that we can be leaders and examples to our young people, because if not, we're going to lose the next generation in their health, and they're going to grow up. Right now, the greatest drug that we have is fast food, the fast food system. It's making our nation sick. It's one of the greatest challenges that we have, because we're in such a society that has to have things quick, and we want it, and we want it now, and we're always in a hurry. And our kids are suffering because of it. And so until we make these changes, we're going to see continued health decline in our young people. And I think the study that just came out regarding obesity in our kids and type 2 diabetes is a great example. And we see these articles. I get these articles all the time, and I see them all the time. And I think it's a great despair to our kids. But we can make a difference. Every single one of us, all we have to do is lead by example. This is the show that's empowering your health. I'm St. Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. If you called the show, we missed you. You always send me an email online. In the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead. 80% of your health challenges today are diet and lifestyle related. It means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. It's all about making radical changes in your health so you can get the radical results that you're looking for. We don't have to be our genetics, folks. Bring hope to your health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you, to empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.